Independence was just the beginning. KYW News Radio celebrates 52 weeks of Philly firsts. Sponsored by First Trust Bank, Philadelphia's hometown bank.
Did you know the first folk parade in the nation took place in Philadelphia in 1901 with the Mummers?
There's Mummery, and then there's Philadelphia Mummers.
Cheyenne McLean Cohen is the museum coordinator for the Mummers Museum. She is also the vice president of the Golden Sunrise Fancy Club.
So Philadelphia Mummers is really the result of these different waves of immigration that came to specifically this neighborhood, Bensport, in South Philadelphia, starting in the 1600s with the Swedes and Finns, followed by German folks in the 1700s, and really bringing their mummer traditions and mummer-esque traditions to welcoming the new year, celebrating Christmas time. Mocking and satire was a big part of it.
Here we stand before your door as we stood the year before. Give us whiskey, give us gin, open the door and let us in.
It's actually outlawed in the 1800s for a time.
The parade has adapted over time.
It's open to everyone. There's a place for folks to fall in.
Today, about 10,000 comics, wench brigades, string bands, fancies, and fancy brigades strut down Broad Street with elaborate costumes, music, and dance routines to usher in the new year. The public's invited to the next festival on Saturday, January 17th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Fireman's Hall Museum in Old City. It's to celebrate the first volunteer fire company that was established in Philadelphia back in 1736. More information can be found at 52firstsphilly.com. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.